110 days of hearings and 41 witnesses. It was a trial labelled one of the most dramatic in Australian legal and military history.
Today is a day of justice. It's a day of justice for those brave men of the SAS who stood up and told the truth about who Ben Robert Smith is. A war criminal, a bully and a liar.
The Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and The Canberra Times had accused elite soldier Ben Robert Smith of being involved in the killings of six unarmed Afghan prisoners during his deployment as a member of the Australian Special Air Service, or SAS. The key allegations include that he pushed a handcuffed prisoner off a cliff, then ordered a member of his regiment to kill him, that he shot a man with a prosthetic leg in 2012, kept the leg and used it to drink beer from. Justice Anthony Bosenko ruled the newspapers had successfully proven those reports were substantially true and ruled in their favour.
In light of my conclusions, each proceeding must be dismissed.
The series of articles quoted witnesses and former colleagues who said Robert Smith broke the moral legal rules of military engagement. The soldier has denied all wrongdoing and says his accusers are cowards. He maintains their allegations were driven by jealousy after he received the country's highest military award for bravery.
The findings by Justice Anthony Bosenko today that Robert Smith participated in the execution of Afghans confirms our reports that the Victoria Cross recipient breached the Geneva Convention and is a critical step towards justice for the families of the murder victims.
The door to other cases of alleged war crimes committed by Australian service members in Afghanistan. This civil judgment is not a criminal finding of guilt, but it will cost Robert Smith millions of dollars in damages to be awarded to the three newspapers. Estimates suggest the cost of this trial is upwards of $25 million. The former soldier also said he'd give up his Victoria Cross as collateral if he lost. Robert Smith may appeal the judgment. The Australian Federal Police say he's also a suspect in another war crimes investigation and could face criminal charges. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Sydney.